It appears that I have crashed on the planet Utero. We have not had any previous contact with this planet, and it does not seem like they have had any contact with alien life. This will be taken into account if a life form approaches me and tries to talk. Local time. It's some rudimentary number system. I'm not sure how it works exactly. It appears as two round shapes, one on top of the other, followed by two dots, and then hollow circles. Data record of the time has been taken to be studied at a later date. Location. Again, I'm not exactly sure. It seems I am in some kind of covering. There is no light outside which will cause me a little trouble. I need the subatomic rubidium to charge using solar gamma rays. It seems I'm stuck here for the time being until the sun comes up. I am unsure if I am completely alone. There are a few artificial light sources which leads me to believe that something currently inhabits this structure. I am making sure to speak quietly so as not to disturb the life form. If I am lucky, I will be able to remain unseen by whatever is here and be back on track to sprawl within a short matter of time. There is a dark passageway that has piqued my curiosity. As I walk down, I see there's some sort of metal knobs. I don't think these are for decoration. If I pull them... Alright, so they are not meant for pulling. Do I just push them? Alright. Also, no. Oh. It seems I've triggered a reaction. Maybe they aren't as primitive as I first thought, and it's some sort of combination in order to enter the place. Don't scream. Oh god, this isn't good. No, please stop. I'm gonna inject you with something. This is going to calm you down. This is gonna help. Just within the next few seconds, it's gonna work. I promise you. It's not going to hurt you. It's not gonna harm you in any way. And I'm not here to harm you. I promise. I'm not here for that. I crashed here after my energy core was compromised, and... Yeah. There you go. Yeah, that feels better now, doesn't it? Yeah. Alright. Now that we're calm, I'm just gonna lay you down right over here. This looks like a bed. I'm assuming that it's yours and this is your place. Great. What did I inject you with? I injected you with some bionic chronician I made myself. It's completely safe for all life forms, and it just helps calm down. As a traveler, I have discovered that something that instantly calms unexpected life forms is necessary. What do they call you? I can't pronounce that. I'm just gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna call you Zhao. Can you say that for me? Zhao? Very good. That's my nickname for you. I don't want to be a rude guest and not address my host, even if their name is hard to say. What is this planet called locally, by the way? Earth? Not a very catchy name. I've only known it as a hostile planet, and we kind of just named you guys Utero. But... you don't seem hostile at all. You are quite endearing now that you've calmed down. And you sleep on this soft thing? What is it called? A mattress. Interesting. Note. Tell Zever to make me a mattress for travel. You go back to sleep and pretend this was all a bad dream. I will not be here when you wake up, and soon this memory will fade. It'll just be a part of dozens of dreams your kind have every night, right? The only difference is that this one is real, but That can just be a little secret between us, right? I'm just gonna get up. What are you doing? You're grabbing at me. Why? Stay? Stay with you? Why? I'm a stranger in your home. You like me? Odd. You don't know anything about me. In fact, you should be mad at me considering I did inject you with something of my creation so you would stop screaming and not be hostile towards me. That being said, maybe I should stay. I mean, I don't normally get to observe what happens to the life form after I inject them. And since I'm stuck here anyway, there's no real harm in sitting on the bed with you. And maybe seeing what makes your kind the dominant species on this planet? Is there some sort of physical prowess you hold over others? I mean, these things, what do you call them? Hands? Your hands are very soft and warm. No hard coverings to protect in fights or something? I do see you have opposable thumbs. Look, so do I. See? I guess you're not dominant because you guys have hands. Don't be alarmed. I'm going to lift your shirt just a little bit. Not a lot, just a little. There we go. Just go with me. That's it. Alright, I'm gonna feel around. It looks like you have some kind of indent in this area. What do you call that? A belly button. Does it do anything? Not really. Oh. It's just, this area is so soft and unprotected. And according to this, there's some vital organs here. Your kind really walks around unprotected all day? That's a risky move. What kind of beasts live here that allow you to live like this? I mean, so far, at least physically wise, I don't see anything that sets you above anything else on this planet. In fact, there are quite a few creatures that seem better suited for being the apex predator. Maybe if I just move your shirt up higher, I'll see something. Yeah. Bear with me, come on. Yeah. What do you call this area I'm touching right now? Your breasts. Or some people call them tits. I mean, they are pretty fun to squish. They fit perfectly into my hand. Really, they are a fantastic size. And they look really, really good on you. Oh, I apologize. I got carried away and didn't even ask. Does this hurt you? Like, squishing them? It doesn't. You want me to touch the nipple? What is that? Is that this thing right here? How does that feel? Is this how humans receive sexual pleasure? Are there any other areas that feel as good as your nipples? Lower, you say? I can look lower. Do you normally sleep in just a large shirt with no pants? Is this a common practice? It makes sense from a practical viewpoint. Easy access to eliminate waste. But it also leaves such a sensitive and vulnerable area exposed. Humans are very trusting that nothing would take advantage of that. Interesting. I don't mean to look so closely, but I've just never seen anything like this. My kind reproduce through oviposition, but you seem to have some sort of appendage that dribbles a liquid? It tastes a little weird. Not unpleasant. It's just something I've never tasted like before. Do all women on your planet make this? Only some? Interesting. So your reproductive organs vary from human to human. Fascinating. Gender is not really a thing where I'm from, but I believe I am what your kind would consider a woman. Would it be all right if I tasted a little more?